This half hour is presented by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Hey, our lines are open, 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Yes, it's time for our biweekly Escambia County Sheriff's Office news update. So what better way to start than introduce you, if you do not know her already, the beautiful Amber Southard, Public Information Officer. How are you?
I'm good. I guess I'll give you that money at the end of the show for the introduction.
Stop.
Thank you.
Never need to. Own it, sister. Own it.
That's
and,
right.
And you're beautiful, too. It's okay. But I...
Look at you.
I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
We've been missing each other.
Passing each other,
yeah.
That's for sure. But I'm excited to hear hopefully some good news. And yes. I know since we're approaching the 4th of July, mm-hmm. we're going to talk a little bit about maybe just things to be aware of and cautious
yeah.
of.
Yeah, so, we can definitely go over some safety tips and then just some concerns that you might have with animals or the time of day or that you might be shooting off fireworks. Just, you know, you want to be considerate of others as well.
Yes, always. Yes. And I want to go ahead and it's been a little while since we've been able to hang out. Delirian, how are you?
I am doing wonderful.
And so you're still new to the neighborhood specialist job, right?
Yes.
Yes, but
yes.
Delirian Wiggins, you are no stranger to our community. That's for sure.
No, I'm not.
In the best way.
In
why
the
are
best
you acting
way.
Scared?
Good way.
I know, he's like,
yeah.
Where is this going?
Do I need to dig? No, I'm just kidding. I'm excited to hear just from your standpoint as well for our community to stay safe during the 4th of July and throughout the summer because kids
Absolutely.
Are out of school. Mm-hmm. I think we need to talk about that a little bit too.
Definitely. And it is something that we talk about every year. You know, you've probably gotten used to now the stoplights, the caution, you know, school zone lights aren't flashing. So people are starting to get used to kind of blowing through those now,
yes.
you know, in the normal traffic flow. But we do, you know, want to be cautious. School is out. Kids are now out and about. They're riding their bicycles out in the community. They're walking down the sidewalk. So during normal hours where they would be in school, we are seeing, you know, children being children mm-hmm. playing around for the summer. So please just when you're going through your neighborhood, when you're driving on the streets of Escambia County, look out, be safe, yes. know that they're probably around, they're playing. We've got a lot of school programs that are going on in and out. So traffic patterns kind of change throughout the summertime. Mm-hmm. Just be aware.
And also hydrate. It
yes.
is, you know, we
absolutely
we forget about hydrating, you know, just make sure you're hydrating, drinking plenty of water, some Gatorade, just stay hydrated. And, you know, we do have a lot of people who visit Pensacola, especially our beautiful beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And they really underestimate those rip currents.
Yes.
So, you know, we're just saying, you know, just asking that, you know, just be mindful about when you're getting out in the water. Just making sure that, you know, you pay attention to the rip currents because they can really take you out pretty
Absolutely.
Far.
If so, you're not familiar with them, yeah. You can go to websites and kind of you can learn to tell what a rip current looks like from mm-hmm. the shore and just get familiar with that. But we were talking about different programs that are going on through the summer, and the Sheriff's Office is starting a new program called the Blazer
yes,
Academy.
The Sheriff's Blazer Academy.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. It's a concept the sheriff came up with, and actually it's going to be a great program. It's for young men between the age of 13, 14, and 15. And we're going to come in, and we're just going to teach them various different things, such as how do you shake your hand, how you shake a person's hand,
mm-hmm.
How do you deal with conflict resolutions? How do you make positive decisions? Just different things like that. So we're really, really motivated into having this program, and it's really going to be great. We're going to get them fitted for an actual blazer.
Yeah. Make them look professional. Get them prepared
absolutely.
For the, you know, the working world.
Mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. working world. And, you know, it's just some other amenities that we're going to give to them. And it's just one of those things where it's just a bunch of men that's going to sit down and talk and just try to pour into them something positive and encourage them. Of course, you know, to be around school will be starting around that time. So it's just also to encourage them to make good positive decisions as they start the new school year. And we're excited about it. We can't wait. And then after the program, the fourth week, we'll actually have a big graduation for them. We're going to take them down to a nice restaurant, and we're going to just have a good time.
So kind of the nuts and bolts of the Blazer Academy is it's for young men, ages 13, 14, and 15.
Yes.
When does this program start?
We're looking to start it on August the 3rd. You can actually, we're putting something together, a flyer. Mm-hmm. You can go on our website, and also it's a link you click on to fill out the applications. Now, the applications are going to be due no later than July 16th. It's because we have to order, some items, polo shirts and different things. So we want to make sure we have the correct sizes for the kids, right. The young men. So it starts August the 3rd, and it'll run all the way to August 31st, that last Tuesday in August. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's a graduation afterwards.
Yeah.
And we're going to cook for them every day, every meeting.
Free meals provided.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, this program is totally free.
Wow.
So we're needing young men. So if something that your child may be interested in, by all means, you can either contact me, or you can just go on our website, Facebook page. Of course, we have a flyer up on that, and you can definitely get some more information on it.
That's going to be at escambiaso.com. We'll have a link up there shortly that you'll be able to click on and apply. And on that application, it'll ask for their sizes so we can make sure they get fitted for the right size polo shirt and blazer. It's a four-week-long program, like you were saying, but are they meeting every day in those 4 weeks, or is there a certain day of the week?
It'll be every Tuesday for the month of August. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet around 5:30, and it'll last about 7:30. And again, you know, we're teaching them, again, handshaking, how to tie a tie. We'll be teaching them a history of the blazer, the history of the tie. Why is it important when you go to interviews? You know, again, eye contact, handshaking. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we will even go as far as teach them how to change a tire, because a lot of young men don't know how to change a tire in the case of an emergency or a flat. So it's just all around, you know, good men's mentoring pointed to our young men.
Yeah, I know Sheriff Simmons was definitely on board with this. This was something, you know, he was talking about throughout the year, getting together, and you brought some ideas along with it, and you're in charge of this program. We're excited to have it.
I'm excited too.
Yeah, and we're partnering with a lot of members in the community too, to help things work with the blazers and the polo shirts and getting those provided. What are some things, is this like a need in the community you were hearing about, you know, just having these young men have real life experiences?
Yes, it's definitely, you know, I've been mentoring at-risk children for about 10 years. And, you know, they're missing that mentorship component, not really having a positive role model. So this is an opportunity for us as men, as professionals, to really sit down with our children, our community children, and actually talking with them and pouring into them something that's going to be positive and impactful for them. And it's going to help them to transition into something positive, to be positive young men. Mm-hmm. To be positive role models while they're in school, how to deal with conflict resolution. If you see someone that's being bullied, how to stand up and, you know, say, hey, you know, we're not going to tolerate those type of things. So it's just a lot of things that, you know, just with me that I've seen with mentorship, that it is really, really impactful. And, you know, by the time that program is over, you'll have a great friend. You know, those kids, you know, they will remember something that you said to them during their daily course of life that they can actually, you know, rely on and say, hey, you know what? Also, you know, Delarian Williams told me something like that, and I think I'm just going to refrain from doing, you know, just, you know, so it just gives them that opportunity to, you know, reflect and make some good positive decisions moving forward.
I love that. Hey, I'm going to interject and ask you a question,
Delarian,
then,
I'm
because,
ready.
You know, we're seeing that the positive mentorship and having a positive role model, especially a male figure in life for young men, is so vital in their growth, because these aren't just young men, 13, 14, 15 year olds. These are the future leaders, future community members. So did you have that role model as you were growing up?
I did. You know, my father died in 1983. I was only 9 years old. Mm-hmm. So I looked to my uncle to you know, just kind of direct me and guide me. Because as a young child, you really don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things, and now me being a father, my son, and I have a grandson,
I was about to say, he's a father now, too. Yes.
And those conversations that I have, even with my own son, you know, he always come back and say, Dad, you know, thank you. Because had I listened to someone else who doesn't have the experience or the know-how, I probably would have made the, you know, a different decision. So, you know, mentorship to young men is definitely something that is absolutely needed in our community. You know, I always tell him, you know, I'd much rather you come and talk to me. I don't have all the answers, but we can sit down and find it versus you getting out here and you talking to someone that that's inexperienced and probably in the same boat as you trying to figure it out. So, you know, having that type of experience, that type of relationship, I think many of these young men need it, especially yeah. with, you know, some of the things that we experienced just with last year, just with COVID, mm-hmm. you know, just sitting down and talking about those. Because, again, you know, and I don't want to dive into the mental health aspects of it, but a lot of our young men, they deal with things because, you know, when you grow up as a young man, you're taught to not show your feelings right. and not, you know, show emotion.
Be
so
strong.
Be strong, mm-hmm. you know. But I can tell you that, you know, it's okay to every now and then, you know, go in a room and cry, dust yourself off. But it's always good to call somebody and, you know, sit down over some lunch or something mm-hmm. and just talk about men stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
And we've got a lot of people just now joining us on our Facebook Live feed. If you're listening on the radio right now and you want to join us on Facebook Live, please hop on over on the Sheriff's Office page. Good morning to everybody telling us good morning. We're glad that you're joining. And if you're joining now and kind of wondering what we're talking about a new initiative here at the Sheriff's
yes.
Office. It's a new program called the Sheriff's Blazer Academy. It'll be a four-week course for men ages 13, 14, 15 years old.
Yes.
You can hop on over to our website, escambiaso.com, to fill out an application. I don't think that link is quite up yet, but hopefully by the end of
yes,
the day today,
the
we'll have that mm-hmm. up. So we're going to go ahead and accept applications. They'll meet every Tuesday at the Sheriff's Office.
Every Tuesday.
During the month of August. And they'll learn some life skills. They'll be supplied with a blazer. That's where it gets its name,
yes.
the Blazer Academy,
yes.
and a polo shirt. So they're going to learn life skills that they may need in the future. It's a great new program that we have going on there. And picking through those, I know we're going to get several applications, at least we're hoping we do. And picking through that, it's going to be hard. We only
Definitely.
Have a few slots open,
yes.
available. But also the Escambia County District will be able to pick some, the
yes.
school district and Escambia County mm-hmm. commissioners as
commissioners,
well.
Commissioners, any elected official will be able to refer someone. Mm-hmm. We're looking at that as well. So, I just want to say, you know, really, really, my hat goes off to, you know, the sheriff, because he, this is something that is very near and dear to him. Mm-hmm. And he is really, really rolling out the red carpet for these young men. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a great graduation at this, hopefully at the Singer Theater. We're still working some logistical stuff on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't want to, you know, spill too much, but some of the amenities that he's wanting to give these young men, I mean, it will definitely impact these young men. And I
just want to know there's somebody there.
Yes. Somebody's there, someone that cares, and, you know, it's always good to have a law enforcement buddy
mm-hmm.
on your side,
yeah.
And we're just excited. I mean, we've had a lot of our officers and staff who are just excited about, you know, joining in on this initiative and just, you know, giving these young men a great experience. So we're looking forward to that.
We got a great question. I'm not sure we can exactly answer it because I'm not sure myself, but it says, will this be an alternative to judicial punishment in addition to volunteering? Maybe that's something, you know, we...
No, you know, this is not anything for punishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not for punishment.
No,
it's just for encouraging our young men mm-hmm. To, you know, come to us, you know, want to mentor to them, show them a better way, show them how to make great, solid decisions, mm-hmm. and just talking, just having a father and son conversation.
Right.
You know, just, you know, letting them know that, hey, you know,
this isn't a scared straight type program. Nothing like that. This is more of us reaching out into the community and creating a bond.
That's
with,
it.
With these young men.
Creating a bond and community engagement is just letting them know that someone is there for you.
Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned before, Delarian, you've worked with at-risk youth before.
Yes.
You have 10 years experience, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And we see in the summertime, right, Amber, there is a spike when we have just juvenile issues.
Right.
They get bored. They're wandering around the neighborhood. Like you mentioned, please watch out for them. Mm-hmm. And this is a way to watch out for them. And we love Sheriff Simmons that he sees that.
Yes.
He sees that there's an issue there, but instead of continuing to punish them, let's give them a leg up in life. Let's
Absolutely.
Help them and see them succeed. And so I just wanted to say that. And,
Absolutely.
And I'm
Thank
so
you.
I'm so excited for this.
You're going to see a lot of new community outreach that we are doing now in the Sheriff's Office, and Delarian and Ronnie will be heading up quite a bit of those programs.
Yes.
And we're excited to see, and the Blazer Academy is just one of many that we're starting to roll out. We're so happy COVID restrictions are lifting and we can do a lot of these events. And a lot of these programs now, I think it's just really, this is something that I don't think we would have been able to do with COVID restrictions, you know, not having that one-on-one, being able to see them every day, being able to talk to them face-to-face. So this is a program where they're going to have that interaction. We're going to be there.
Yeah.
We're going to be face-to-face. They've got questions. There'll be answers. And we'll show them, you know.
We're going to show them. We're going to talk to them. And above all, we're just going to love them. You know, we're just going to show them that someone really, really cares. And we'll talk about issues. We'll talk about life issues. We'll talk about, you know, relationship issues. We're just going to have a real one-on-one, real men's conversation with our young men and making sure that we're doing what's right when it's right. And we just can't wait. And, you know, one of the things I do want to say is that the sheriff has mentioned, and we hadn't put this program forward yet, but he has mentioned that he wants to do an all-female Blazer Academy. Mm-hmm. So it's just not going to be for the males. It's just this particular one he's starting off with the young men. But we're also going to do a Blazer Academy for young females with the same age. So it's going to be an all-around effective program, and I think the community is going to be excited about.
I really do. And, you know, Deanna on Facebook, she just made an excellent comment. You know, even after the program's over, these young men will still be able to have contact with the people they meet at the sheriff's office. This isn't just a one and done mentorship type thing. We're hoping to build relationships that last forever. So, yes, we're hoping to make that impact in the community, and they know that we're going to always be there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember going in the military. I didn't know how to tie a tie.
Yeah.
So I think this experience, you know, really teaching our young men how to actually tie a tie, and just, you know, and again, and doing the research on some of the stuff, just the history of the blazer and the history of the tie is phenomenal. So just can't wait to share that with the young men, and just, you know, sitting down and just having some good conversation over a good dinner.
Yes, and you know, we're hoping that this is something we can do every year. We can bring in a new class every year and do, and then expand it also to the females. So we're really excited at the Sheriff's Office to be able to do things like this and get out into the community and just be there. Again, we'll hopefully have a link on the website, if not by the end of today, by tomorrow morning, there for you to go and be able to fill out an application. If you have any more questions about it, feel free to give us a call. Do you know your extension?
Not yet.
It was a pop quiz. You didn't know
no,
I was going to get you with that. You can always call us at
850-436-9630.
Ask for Delarian Wiggins. They'll transfer you over to him. You can always email us too at PIO@escambiaso.com if you have any questions for myself or him, and I'll make sure they get right over to him, and hopefully we can answer it the best way as possible. And to learn more about the applications, again, we'll have that link hopefully there, and we'll be putting something on our social media too to push people that way to the website, just so you can learn more about the Blazer Academy.
Absolutely.
We're super excited.
Yes. You know, Amber, it's one thing I did want to add to that when you spoke about the dinner. It's about creating great norms and values. Something that we oftentimes miss. So, you know, I remember as a young child, and even now, is sitting down at the dinner table,
yes,
and having those, mm-hmm, those family conversations, mm-hmm, without the use of a cell phone.
Yep.
You know, it's just having those conversations. Hey, how was your day? Mm-hmm. Tell me about your day. Tell, mm-hmm, me what you learned. You know, it's just creating a positive atmosphere, yep, for our young men. So those dinners, believe it or not, is so important.
They really are.
That we're going to have with these, mm-hmm, young men. And I mean, it's just a matter of just sitting down with them. I mean, it's a great feeling to sit down with the sheriff of Escambia County and just being able to talk.
Pick his brain.
Pick his brain, yes, absolutely. And, you know, regardless of how old you are, mm-hmm, or how young you are, mm-hmm, we all can learn from each other.
Yes, absolutely.
So
I think
I'm
that's a great thing to bring up. And, you know, you talk about the family dinner. Some of my biggest memories, you know, we had to do family dinner every night together. My dad worked, yeah, late, and we would wait until he got home. And I remember just sitting there, I'm so hungry. Come on, Dad, hurry up. But when we got there, there was no cell phones. There was no homework being done. No. There was none of that. It was just the family sitting together and discussing what happened throughout the day.
Absolutely.
And I really think that's where we got to actually know each other as a, mm-hmm, family.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a different way to get to know each other as a family,
absolutely,
being a community member. So,
and it creates that strong bond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it really does.
A bond that you can't break.
Yep.
You know, so I love it.
We're getting questions now. Is the sheriff's office taking any donations from the public for this program?
I think any donations need to be made through the sheriff's
foundation.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that information readily available today.
They have a website. They also have a social media page for the Escambia County Foundation. So
okay,
check them out, and donations could go that way. If you need any more information on that, please feel free to email me, PIO@escambiaso.com, and hopefully I can get you in touch with somebody at,
yes,
the foundation.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, nope, that's the new program we've got going on. We'll have much more that we're going to be highlighting throughout the year. But we were talking about 4th of July safety.
Yes, we have.
As well, was
about
something we wanted to hit.
Yes, 3 minutes left. So let's talk safety. We,
yes,
don't need anybody blowing up, please.
No. And, you know, the governor has said during special holidays now, mm-hmm, that there are certain fireworks that are no longer illegal. So
yes,
that's opened us up. So we get the fun fireworks. However, they're the dangerous ones too.
Let me just comment on something. You know, 4th of July is great, and you do have the right to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the things that I do want people to understand, and just to bring some awareness, is that we do have a lot of military veterans,
yes,
who suffer,
great,
with PTSD. So just be mindful, mm-hmm, of the amount of
Be courteous
to them.
Yes.
Exactly. And I was reading an article just morning about how squirrels,
mm-hmm,
are affected by the loud,
really,
exposure. Yes.
Oh, I know. I know dogs
I'm
are. You know,
oh, dogs definitely are.
Dogs, yeah.
You know, but squirrels.
Squirrels.
Do you
wow,
have a soft spot in your heart for squirrels, Delarian?
I'm just saying.
He like breaks traffic and lets the squirrels pass.
Let the squirrels walk by. I'm telling,
okay,
you. Yeah.
Now let's think of the squirrels. But you're right. The dogs.
Dogs.
A
you know,
high
make
number
sure
of them go missing.
Your dogs are, yeah, you know, tied up, locked up. Make sure that they are contained, I guess, would be the better,
yes,
form of that. Just because when they do start popping off, there are a lot of missing. I know in my neighborhood, the Facebook page will light up. This dog's missing. That dog's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they are scared. And then be courteous. Celebrating at 2 a.m., your neighbors might not find that,
yes,
you know, the nicest thing to do to still be, you know, people have,
yes,
children that are trying to sleep or elderly
go
or
to
themselves.
Work the next morning, right?
Yes.
Somebody.
Yes.
Come
so
on.
Just, you know, be mindful, be courteous, mm-hmm, of others. Please be careful. Use those safety tips. Make sure, you know, it's not really in a dry area that you're shooting off the fireworks.
Yes.
Make sure you've got, you know, water on hand that you might be,
absolutely,
able to get to easily to put a fire out, or an extinguisher,
mm-hmm,
if need be. And, you know, just have fun. It's the 4th of July. Have
a
great barbecue and,
yes,
make sure,
yeah,
that, you know, you're having fun too, but in a safe manner.
In a safe manner.
Yeah, and
totally
Sheriff
agree.
Simmons mentioned yesterday on the Pensacola Morning News, yep, that, you know, we are having fireworks, so please don't call every 5 minutes when you hear the pops.
So I work mostly with media, and if I'm on call during the 4th of July or New Year's Eve, it is so funny that the amount of media phone calls I take of,
yeah,
we've heard shots fired here, shots fired there, and 99.9% of the time, thankfully, it's just
fireworks
going,
yes,
off. So that,
yeah,
is, you know, most,
yeah,
of it. So yes, you're going to hear fireworks. That is going to be a thing.
But we're going to have a lot of fun.
We're going to have fun.
And it's supposed to be the biggest fireworks show yet downtown. So really? Sertoma's putting on a big one for us. I think we're going to make up for lost time over the past couple of years.
Exciting.
And so it's a great time for everyone to come together, but safety, don't mix alcohol and fireworks. Yes. Like you
Please
said,
stay
not
hydrated.
Too dry.
You brought that up earlier in the show. It's going to be hot. It's already hot. Every day is hot. You know, sure you are drinking plenty of water. Make sure you're wearing sunscreen if you're out during the day. I know downtown those festivities go on all day long. There's booths, there's things to do. It's so much fun.
Yes.
And people forget about sunscreen. So you want to wear sunscreen, you want to hydrate, and you don't want to mix alcohol and fireworks. You were definitely right with that.
That's right. Well, thank you guys so much for your update.
You.
Delirian, always a pleasure. Amber, thank you so much.
Thank you
for tuning in.